Okay, we can start. Today's daf is daf Mem-Beis, but we'll have a rousing fight.
Okay,
I'll do the Heilige Perek. There we go. The case of a Nara who was seduced, Boshta, Upegamo, Knasa Shalaviha, the three payments, which is Boshta, Upegam, and Knas, goes to her father. We had Tsar, in addition, as a payment for Tsar in a case of Onetz, which in the Torah is called someone that was held down against her will. If they already went to court and they got a psak about the old knas before the father died, so then they go to the father, and if the father dies, so then once it's already mormon, he was zeicha in it, the father was zeicha in it, if he dies, it goes to the brothers. But lo yispik alamod b'dinat shemitav. If, however, the father died before they got a psak that it was owned, so then harei ein shelatzma, then it goes to her. Amda b'dinat shelo bagra. Suppose they went now to court and were zeicha before she became a bogeret, so then harei ein shelav mitav harei ein shelachim. If the father dies, then it's already his mama and it goes to the brothers, not to her. But lo yispik alamod b'din. But if she is the one, Lameisa, who gets the psak that it's owed to her, then it's hers. Rabbi Shimon Omer, this is not true, says Rabbi Shimon. The point is not that there was a psak bezdin and she was omda bedin. That is not sufficient that the father should be able to be considered the violin before it actually comes to his hands, and therefore it goes to her, it's her money. It's only after he actually collects it that it's considered to be his money. Ma'aseh yadea umitziyata, afapishalo gavtam, meta'av arein shelachim. As far as, however, other suyos that he has, let's say she worked, she was getting a salary check, and he didn't collect that money before he died, so then the moment that that money is due, it's already, it's not like knas, because knas doesn't have a din of mamon until afterwards. But over here, the halacha would be that it's regular money, and it's all regular money that's owed. It could be borrowed to his children, even if it's money that comes in late. So it's the Gemara, is there anything new about this Mishnah? I mean, in my Kamashman, there's no chiddush here. Tanina. That's like the Mishnah we had before, the previous parak. On the Faten, no Tinshul Shadmarim, the Onis Arba'ah. And I say, what did you have? There's three things that the Mefata pays, and the four things that the Onis paid. Well, what's the chiddush over here? And Mefata, it says in the Mishnah, Mefata notin boshet gamu knas, mosir abba onetz, shenotin et atzar. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the point of the Mishnah. Of course that's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush, however, is the part about the father. I mean, Avia is also Pshita, I understand. Obviously it's talking about a case over here that goes to the father. I mean, if it wouldn't be going to the father, so then the Medila Tzma, mayoyev Mefata, midata abba. There's no, if the Mefata was a Nara in this case, I mean, we're assuming it's a Nara. I mean, we could have said, as Tosfos points out, maybe the girl was a ketana and it's going out with the chachamim and therefore ketana can't be mochelet. It's not reasonable. The pashas is the mashma talking about nara. Good. So if she is a nara and she agreed to be seduced, so then she gets nothing. So if it says that she's getting paid for a seduction, it's not her that's getting paid. It's obviously the father. So I mean that's also what's the chiddush then? If the Mishnah said before that there's three payments, then obviously it goes to the father. I mean, so what's that's also not a chiddush. Now, what do you mean? But the last part is a big chiddush. The amda b'din, it's trichalei. The question of whether after amda b'din, this is a fantastic machlokas. Rabbi Shimon holds that even after amda b'din, that it's not considered to be the father's, and it still apparently has a din of a knas. That's very unusual. That's a big chiddush. I've never heard that anywhere. There's a machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, and the Rabbanon about what the status is of the money before the father actually collects it. Now, the truth is that machlokes is quite complex. There may be a lot of different levels of what it is that's involved over here. I mean, there's different ways of looking at it, and Gemara is going to examine some of them. Is it the pshat that according to Rabbi Shimon, that if you would be meida, you would be pata before the gviya? Is that possible? I mean, the court was already mechayev. What's a chayev meida b'knas? Would you, therefore, if somebody, remember, there's a number of different issues that knas is no gay. One is meida b'knas is pata. Another is it's not considered to be a moment to be in the shoes of the father to be married to his children.
Yeah,
Because it isn't a schus yet, and he can't be meirish at a theoretical schus to his children that is belongs to the daughter. He can't be meirish. He has no right to be meirish the rights to his daughter to his children. That's for sure. That's not his to be meirish. There's other questions b'nogeya knas. One of the more interesting ones, and we need this little introduction as a Gemara, is that there's a concept called the shvua of kvias moment, where somebody denies. It was kefir bibikodin, or it was kefir in something that he owns, gezel, something that he stole, shemet yad, all these things in the pasuk. And then he comes back and says, you know, I made a shvua that I didn't owe you, but I was lying. Truth is, I owe you. So the din is over there that you have to not only pay the keren, you also have to pay an additional chomesh, it's only if he's made it, plus you have to bring a korban for the shvua sheker that you made. So that's called the asham of the shvua. Yes, somebody was kaifer. No, and there's a kaifer pipikadam brings a special carbon ashram. Now, that's only, however, in a case where when the guy said you owe me money, that it was the shvua that you didn't owe him money that made it that he couldn't collect the money. Because had you said, yes, it's true, I owed you money, you would have paid. But when it comes to a kras, and you would have said, yeah, it's true, I owe you money, you wouldn't have paid, because then it would have been a mite of a kras, right? So in that case, if you swear that you don't owe the money, the shvua didn't really accomplish anything, because even if you said you did owe the money, you wouldn't have owed the money. So in that case, it's not similar to the list of items in the Torah. If it remains a knas, therefore you would be potter on the karmen shvua, and you would be potter on the din of the chomesh that you have to pay in the, because of the fact that you denied it. Yeah?
Absolutely.
So we have three things, basically.
Following the twists.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So we have three areas that we need to decide. Horasha levanav. Is it belong to the father now, or is it just the knas, which is a theoretical right? Moida the knas, whether it's potter or not. And the question of whether, if you denied it and made a shvua that you didn't steal it, whether you would be chayev when you're moida, would you be chayev to bring a car? Now, when he says, Rabbi Shimon over here, that until it's collected, it doesn't belong to the father, it's not really clear about what is the din of moida. I mean, suppose he would be moida in it. Would he also be potter or not? So this is something we've got to think about. So now we've established that the whole Kiddush of the Mishnah is good for this machlokas. Now, Tanan Hasan, we know that we have b'negeya, the halachas over here in Shavuos, where it goes through the dinner of Shavuos, Shavuos HaPikodein. So it says over there, a guy comes to someone and he says, you know, you raped my daughter. He says, you seduced my daughter. And he says, not true. So he says, Mashbiach, and I want you to swear that you didn't do such a thing. Fine, I swear. The apikach hoda. Afterwards, he comes and he's made it. So the chachamim say he's chayev. Rabbi Shimon says no. Why is he chayev? Eino mishalim knas al piatzmo. He's not. I mean, even if he'd been made, he wouldn't have been paying. So the shvur didn't pater him from paying. So why should he have to bring a carbon shvur? Why should he have to bring an additional tashlumi? Amru lo. The chachamim said you're right. We're not even discussing the knas. But how about the other issues? How about the boshes and the pagam? In the case of the patiti, or the tsar in the case, I mean, he's getting himself off of those things by swearing. So what's the difference if he got himself off of the knas or not? If the father had only been toveya tsar, and he would have said, I'm not clear of the knas, but I want the tsar for my daughter in the case of Aynes. So he would have been chayim. So well, now because he added the knas, so therefore the whole thing is part of it, makes no sense. So it's true he wouldn't have been mishalim the knas at the atzmo, but he would certainly be mishalim the boshes of pagam. That's not a knas. So there, when he said, no, it's not true, he made a shvua, that's a classical case of kefir b'pikadim, so to speak. He's kefir achi of a mom. With a shvua, he's chayav shvua, it's a shvua of gezeila, shvua b'pikadim. Now, what they're arguing, we'll see later on, this is an additional machlokas. It's irrelevant to the previous machlokas. Because the question over here is only, was the intent of the tviyah essentially knas, or was the intent of the tviyah essentially boshes of pagam? And we'll see later on at the end of the daf, what they're arguing it. But as far as the theory is concerned, the Chachamim is certainly made that it's not considered to be a Shua Safikodain on something that the Shua didn't make any difference on in the Halacha. They're only arguing whether it does make a difference. Yeah? Okay, so now, Boimine Abaya mi Rabba. Abaya asked Rabba the following. Suppose somebody comes along and he says to his friend, Anasta or Patita Biti, but not only that, I already sued you. It was in a different city. We went to court, and the court was machayev you to pay, and they defined how much you owe me, and you owe me $2,300. The guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. It never happened. Lo anasti, lo patiti, lo hamaratani bedin, lo nitzchayev to the chamom. The whole thing is above a maisev and nishpa. So he makes a shvua, and then he comes and he's maida. What do you mean? He was there. There you said. When we were, this took place before we came out here, and now here we are in Eretz Yisrael. You never paid me. I want to go to Pesach. I want you to pay me. No, in New York, in Johannesburg.
And you were there with us.
Of course, you were there. What do you think?
I got the same impression.
Now, obviously, you were there. We can't be married. Can't take you to dinner. My married to dinner means you were there, and I took you into the court. Never mind that you've been there.
So he's saying, "No, I wasn't there."
No, I don't care if I was there, but I never. There was no court case. There was no maaser. You made the whole thing up. It's a bubble maaser.
No, like I wasn't in court.
I was never in court.
I was never in court. Okay.
Exactly. I don't know what you're talking about.
Now he's in the Kadima
part. Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. No, the whole thing from beginning to end is a bubble maaser. There was no house. There was no money. There was no woman. There was another. So now, what would be the din, I want to know, says Abaye. That's a very interesting thing. According to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is saying that even if he was Omar Bedin, right? But nonetheless, not considered to be the father's. That's what he says. So, I mean, what is the pshat according to him? Is he agreeing that even the Omar Bedin, it's Mame? Or, and he's Bechayev al HaKor Ben Shvua? Well, the Omar Afakav, the Omar Bedin Knasa. Now, exactly why we're asking, Tysus is bothered by the fact that the local understanding so far of what we had, remember, the Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah has nothing to do with this Rabbi Shimon, right? On the surface. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is an issue of whether it belongs to the father, after Hamad Abedin, before collection. But the Mishnah that we had just quoted from Shvuas was only arguing about what the guy's intent was in the Tviyah, whether it was an intent to be Tovea Knas, or was an intent to be Tovea
Which is Mama.
Tarsus is bothered by the way that the Gemara is asking, by the way Rabbi is asking this question. What do you mean, according to Rabbi Shimon? They're not arguing in anything fundamental. You could have asked exactly the same question according to the Rabbanan. You could have said, in a case where the guy, the Farish, demanded the Knas, and he said, the Knas, you were already Chayav in Bezdin, and you never paid me for the Knas. Maybe the guy's agreeing, you paid me the Beishas of Gam, but what happened to the Knas? So why couldn't Abaye ask it the question that way? What did he have to ask it like this? Right? Because it would be exactly the same question on the Rabbana. So the truth is that by asking it, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, he's already opening up the door to the possibility that Rabbi Shimon has a very different approach because of the words of Rabbi Shimon. There may be more complex issues that are involved here, as we will see. But let's take it now, Kipshutai. All he's saying is that since when a guy is demanding payment, he's demanding payment for knas, and over there in that case you don't make a carbon shvua. How about if he's demanding payment for a knas that was already paskin in Besdin, that you're chayev? At that point, is it mama, or is it still knas because in its essence it comes from a knas? Do we say, kiva da amad bedin mamona havoi, mechayev alei carbon shvua? Do we say, look, once he's amad bedin, it's like any other money. What's nafkamina? What the source of the chiyev is? And therefore, he would be chayav a carbon shvua. Al dilma afagav the amad bedin knas havi. Or do we say that even though it went through the courts, in the mukar of it, it's a knas? Now, there's two girsos here. Tosus's girsa was al dilma afagav the amad bedin knas havi, umoda beknas patur. And since motive ikdas patur, so therefore, by definition, the shvua didn't help you, and therefore you're not chayav on the carbon shvua. But that's the whole issue. Did the carbon shvua act to prevent the getting the money from you? Or even if you admitted that you had owed the money, you wouldn't have to pay. So what's the nafkamina whether you made a shvua or not?
We made a shvua.
Doesn't matter, but the Torah was only chayav on this shvua if it was an effective shvua to prevent you from paying. Good. So according to Tosfos, it's all a very straightforward question. The shaila of the chiyuv of shvua is directly dependent in meida b'knas. You don't have two separate issues. If the shvua worked to patur you, because this is no longer a knas, it's a moment, and had you not made the shvua, and you would have admitted you owed it, you would have paid. So then you made a shvua, fias b'mamek, and you have to bring your carbon. On the other hand, if it didn't help you, because anyway you would have been a meida b'knas patur, you wouldn't bring it, pay, and you wouldn't bring the carbon ashram, you wouldn't bring a carbon shvua. Rashi, however, has a different girsa. He has our girsa. He takes out the words made of the knas potter, just the words odiyam ha'afagav damad bedin knasahav. What's more is Rashi complicates the matter by saying that even though when he was omer bedin, had he been meida, he certainly would be chayav at this point. There's no dinner meida b'knas potter once the bedin already says you owe the money. Now it's a debt like any other debt. It's in the court books. You owe $50. What's left? You know why you owe $50. But that's legabi meida b'knas. That's very nice. But maybe anyway, you're not chayav on a kviras mumay. You're not chayav a carbon shvua on something which in its essence began as a knas. But maybe for some reason the Torah was only mechayev a karban shvua on something which comes to you through a moment issue. Because after all, the Torah does list a whole list of things that happen. Pikadon, tzumas yad, gezel, ashak chavero, and so on. But it doesn't say anything about a court reward. So maybe a court reward isn't included in the whole din of karban shvua. Tosfos says that's crazy. Well, it's all one thing. If made of a knas is potter, then the shvua wasn't useful. So why introduce a new issue? Now we'll see, there's a lot of new issues that are going to be introduced here. This is quite complex again. So according to Rashi, we've already introduced a new idea. According to Tosfos, we haven't. According to Rashi, the new idea is, maybe the list of things in the Torah that you're chayav to bring a carbon on a shvua sheker for kviras mamay, is only things that were in their essence mamay, and such as you found something that belonged to a guy and you denied having found it, or he gave it to you, and you denied that he gave it to you, or was alone, and you denied, so on and so forth, but not this case. Okay. Omar Le, so Rava says to Abaya, look, I'm telling you right now, it's Momen and you're Mechayev Aya Korban Shvua. That's the bottom line. Ace it. So we asked on Rava's opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yochol HaOmer LeChavero, Anasta Upatita Et Biti. V'u Omer Lo Anasti V'lo Biti. You might think, says Rabbi Shimon, that in a case where a guy accuses a friend of seducing his daughter, or, and their friend denies it, or he accuses him of having his shor having murdered his eved. A mit shorcha et avdi. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. Or his servant comes to the owner and says, you knocked out my tooth. Or you blinded my eye. He bought that shini. Or simeta teni. Vuomer, natural. Lo ipati velo simeta. You fell off of the tractor. And in all of these cases, the one who denies was nishba. And then he went and it was made. Yofu Yaech Hayav, you might think you would be Chayev in these cases. Talmud Lamar, Vekichesh Ba'amito, Vekikadon, Ovet Somet Yad, Ovet Gezel, Ovet Shaket Amito, Omatzah Veda Vekichesh Ba'. Look at the whole list the Torah is giving. Venishba'al Sheker. So in such a case, there it says, Alachat Mikol Eile, Asher Yaseh Adam Lachto Be'ena, then he has to bring Veviat Korbanot. Veviat Hashama. What's this whole list? This common denominator to this whole list? Ma elo miuchadim she'im mamon. Of course, you're mamon. You only bring a carbon shua in a case where we're dealing with mamonis. But things that are not mamon, yatsu el, all of the above cases are knas. So the din of shloshim shalevet is a knas. The din of chamishim by patita v'anasta is a knas. The din of the yitzias eved lechavshi because of a shein v'ayin is all knas. So therefore, you don't pay. Now, I mean, I'm asking you, Rab, what is this pasuk? It's bringing a pasuk to Chupata. I mean, isn't it talking about Kishu Amad Bedin? He already came to Bezdin. Bezdin was Mechayevim. Now he's being Tovea what Bezdin was Mechayevim. Now he's in a different town. He's denying that Bezdin was ever Mechayevim back in Johannesburg. And he doesn't want to pay. I mean, because otherwise, what's the whole... So he's going, no. It's talking about Bishalo Amad Bedin. There was not a Psak Bezdin. Lo Amad Bedin. But that can't be. Take a look at this thing in context. Hamid Reisha v'amad bedin. Seifanani v'sha amad bedin. Take a look at the Reisha. Ein li ela devarim shemishalmim aleihem et akerim. Tashlumei keifa, tashlumei arba'a v'chamisha, ones, mefata, motzi shemra, minayin. Tamid lomar u'mo'ala ma'al. Here it says that you're not chayev. And this is the Rabbanan say, right? They argue, they're mechayev a carbon shvua. In a case where it's Amad Bedin. So it says over here, you might think that in that case where you were Amad Bedin, you would not pay for Kefel or Arba V'Chamisha or the case of a Knas of an Einis and Mefata or 100 shekel for a Metzi Shemra or the Shleishim Shalevet and so on and so forth. You might think. Therefore it says, Umwala Ma'ab Hashem, that extra mole is Riva to tell me all cases as long as obviously, I mean, hey, he doesn't eat a loba Amad Bedin. I mean, what's the case? If there was never any court in Chayvut, and the guy walks in and says, you know, I lied. I basically stole from you. He says, does he pay kefil? No. Does he pay Arba v'chamisha? No. Does he pay Knas? No. So what are you talking about? The Chiyuv doesn't exist. Vela mi'ika, what you're saying, you might think that he's, but there is no Chiyuv. So how are we talking about a Chiyuv of Kefil and Arba v'chamisha if there was never Amyad Abedin?
Kefil
also? Also Knas. Anytime you're paying more than your damage, it's a Knas. That was the Mishnah. We just had the Mishnah. Elab Shita. I mean, the whole discussion over here is Dafka coming to say that we should not make the mistake of thinking that once Bezdin was Machayev you, the fact that it's rooted in the Chiyev of Knas, that bothers you. Once Bezdin is Machayev you, then you're Chayev in a Korban Shvua like on anything else. The fact that the reason they were Machayev you is a Knas has nothing to do with the Korban Shvua anymore. At this point, it's a moment like any other moment. Okay. So therefore, Pshita B'Shua Amad B'Din. If the Reisha was talking about Amad B'Din, then the Seifa was also talking about the case of Amad Bedin. Amar Lei, so Rabbi said to him, look, I could drive you crazy if I wanted to, okay? I'm going to be reasonable with you. I'm going to be easy with you. Because the truth is, I agree that it's dochuk to say. But I could. I just want you to know I'm being nice to you. Yachilna, I could have said to you, L'shnil, for the Reish is talking about that he was Amad Bedin, and the Seifa is talking about where he's not Amad Bedin. And the whole thing is going on Libra the Rabbi Shimon, not on Libra the Rabbon, and that Rabbi Shimon is indeed consistent with what I said to you, and that there is a nafkamina between a tviya on a knas, which is talking about the seifa over there, you're not chayev, and a tviya on a knas that was already paskin by Bezdin, that becomes momen, where over there you are chayev. That's what I could tell you. I just couldn't do anything about it. All you could do is yell at me. But shinui d'chikalom shanin alach. I'm not going to tell you these kind of answers, not because actually I'm so nice, because I know how you were going to yell. Because what you were going to say was the obvious thing, right? Because in Kena Martel, you know, then I would have had a hard time getting out of that one. You know, you would have said, so then if that's the case, for heaven's sakes, you've got two cases. So either start by saying Rabbi Shimon Omer, or end it by saying Divrei Rabbi Shimon. But don't put Rabbi Shimon in the middle. Don't say first all statement about you might think that you're part of know you're higher. But Rabbi Shimon says, what do you mean? I thought you said that is what Rabbi Shimon says. So if it starts the second part, the Sefer, by saying Rabbi Shimon, so obviously the first, okay, so I admit to you, I'm not going to try to tell you, I admit to you the first case indeed is not Rabbi Shimon. Okay, it's the Rabbon. So fine. And it's got, if it's the Rabbon, obviously it's got to be talking about that he was already on my Bedin. Obviously the whole thing makes no sense, okay? So, I'm not going to tell you that, because I know, in Kena Martuli, I know that if I do try to tell you that, you're going to turn around and you're going to tell me, so then man, why don't you just go and say it right? Because, either listen to Resh Rabbi Shimon Omer, or listen to Seifa Divrei Rabbi Shimon, but don't put Rabbi Shimon in the middle. But here's what I'm going to tell you. The truth is Kula B'Sha Amad B'Din. Like you said, the whole thing is talking about B'Sha Amad B'Din. The Resh is talking about the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan are simply saying in a case where it turned out to be Momen, it's Momen. Okay? So you're saying, but you told me Rabbi Shimon agrees that when it turns out to be Momen, it's Momen. I asked you, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, Abai is saying to Rai, you must keep a cup on this. I asked you what the din is Ali ibn Rabbi Shimon, and you said, Ali ibn Rabbi Shimon, you said that it has a din of Momen, okay? Now you're telling me, no, but over here, it's telling us that it has been a Knas. And now, do you have a way out of this or not? Yes, I do. Modina lecha, you see, I only said it was Momen, not in terms of the din of Shvua. In terms of the din of Shvua, Korban Shvua, the Torah has a special pasuk, v'kipesh la'amito. And lists all of these cases, all of these new halachas, that it has to be a pikadon, it has to be a sharkas reyehu, or it has to be matzah, zaveda, whatever. Those are all momen. So what's the chiddush of that pasuk? I mean, I ask you, think about it. If it's tamid din, that the shvua wouldn't have been effective because it might have been knas potter, I don't need a pasuk to tell me all of that, right? Because then you say, well, obviously it's not included because you didn't save yourself any money by making the korban shvua. So the very fact that the limud that pottered you, Rabbi Shimon is saying, the limud that I want to bring to you, to tell me that you're potter is because it says that even though right now the shvua was effective in pottering you, Mormon, how was it effective? Because Bezdin had already paskin, and now you're denying that tzak Bezdin, so you're denying Mormon. Afal pikein, since it was a schus that was brought to you, courtesy of a tzak Bezdin about a knas, it doesn't fit the list of things that are pure Mormon. The Torah doesn't give an additional penalty for a guy who denies owing money where the source of his owing the money was a psak about a knas. That's not really money. Anyway, we were giving him something he didn't deserve. So yeah, if he wants to try to get out of it by saying, we're not b'chayev him a korban shvua. Okay? That I made. I was not talking about that element, you see. You asked me, does it have a din of mammon or has it din of knas? I told you it has a din of mammon. But I wasn't referring to saying it has a din of mammon in terms necessarily of the shvua. Now, the problem is that it does say, Rava said, he's supposed to be carbon shvua. And initially, that he would be chayiv in a carbon shvua. Omalei mamona havim mechayiv alei carbon shvua. Mechayiv alei carbon shvua. Is he denying now that it's carbon shvua? So some indeed, Tosfos says some don't have those words, because otherwise it's very difficult. How can he deny on the next page that, well, I wasn't referring to carbon shvua, you said carbon shvua. Right? But Tosfos says, maybe you don't have to, he brings the re, that you don't have to be meichike, because really, we'll see from the whole sugya that there's something unique about this case. And that what had happened over here was, is that Rabbah had a Kabbalah. And his Kabbalah was, from his Rabbeim, that it's mamon. Now, Rabbah himself, we'll see in this sugya, has to figure out what that Kabbalah meant and why it was true. So his initial reaction is not the reaction that he ends up with. He keeps fixing it. He keeps saying, well, I guess it wasn't for that case. I guess it must have been that it's bummed for something else. But he never, in the end, we're going to see that he's stuck with a question for 22 years that seems to be proving that it can't be that it's bummed, and he still doesn't give up. Because apparently he knew that it must be mammon, and he doesn't understand the halacha correct. So he's kept it as a question instead of changing his mind. So therefore, he says the re. Maybe l'chatchila he did say that, but now he's zeroing in on what, but I didn't mean legabe, the case of Anis and the fact that, we'll see, it gets more and more complicated as we go. But, so right now we have one halacha legabe morishola banav we saw in the Mishnah, that's going to confuse us. Right now, Rava is saying, well, it's mammon for anything but the question of whether you're chayav or carbon shvua. That's a special case, because of the pasuk of the kichesh ba'amito. And therefore, the Torah is saying you don't bring a carbon shvua on it. Why did I say it's mammon? I meant it's mammon in terms of his being able to give it as an inheritance to his children, which of course is outrageous. Because that's the very thing that Rabbi Shimon says it isn't mammon on after Kishan and Bedin. That's our Mishnah, says that that's not mom. And then the Rebbe Shimon argues on the Chachomi. You can see where we're headed over here. This is bad news. Okay. Eisvei. So we immediately, of course, ask from our Mishnah. Rebbe Shimon Omeri, lo yispika likvot atshameta avar ein shal atzma. According to Rebbe Shimon, if the father doesn't actually get it, it's not considered to be a moment of Yishalavonah, despite the fact that it was already paskin in the Bezdin. So what are you trying to tell me? You know what? You're backed up in a corner, and you're not going to be able to get out of it. You're found on the one end. Rabbi Shimon says beferish that it's potter from a korban shvua, even though you're claiming it's mum. So you said, okay, it must be it's mum in terms of lo rishul abanav. So I turned to the mission. I told you, but Rabbi Shimon says it's not mum in lo rishul abanav anyway. So what is it mum about already? So tell us, where is the mum? He amrit mum havi lo rishul abanav. You're telling me it is mum in lo rishul abanav. So why is Rabbi Shimon saying no? It's not. It goes latzma. Latzma, am I? The Achim boy Mavi. It should go to the brothers because you're saying it's mom and mom goes to the brothers. He says, Rava, you know, I knew the Kashiba Rabba of Rav Yosef Esri Vitartin Shni. For 22 years they were stuck with this. Rav Yosef, remember, was the one who became Rosh Hashiva 22 years later. That was connected to Mechiras Yosef. That was the whole Maisa that she wanted to marry both of them. And he said, well, I'll be the last one. Because he knew that So he became Rosh Hashiva 22 years later. On the day that he became Rosh Hashiva, since he had a reputation of not being as smart as Rabbah, because Rabbah was the Eker Harim. Remember, they asked, they sent the message there to Israel, who should we appoint as Rosh Hashiva? Because Rabbi Yosef so he was a Sinai. Okay. Rabbah was an Eker Harim. When it came time when Rabbah died, so Rabbi Yosef took over, people were saying he's not as smart. So because of that, the Schusiv is taking over him, and Hashemayim, they were Megalgo, that he should be able to solve the problem that Rabbah couldn't solve for 22 years, that he should be able to solve. So the day that he became a Rosh Hashiva, Abba Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Bereisha, Upirka, he answered the question after 22 years. And what was his answer? His answer was, and again, the problem was because Rabbah knew the Kabbalah that it's got to be Mammon, and now he himself was stuck. In other words, ridiculous. He makes an opinion and he gets stuck for 22 years with his own opinion. So obviously, no, he knew that it was right, but he couldn't figure it out. So comes along now, Rav Yosef, and he says, you know what the basis of it is? Shani Osem, the Omar Kra, this is a unique case. The case of Ones Umefata is different than any other Knas in the world. And that's what we didn't realize. It isn't the general din in Knas. It's a specific halacha of Ones Umefata. Shane Alsam the Yamakra Vinatana Isha Shochevi Mala Viana Rachamishim Keser. The Torah is saying there needs to be a nitina. The father doesn't get the Chamishim Kesev until he gets it, v'natan. So it's not a theoretical schut, it's only an actuality. Either he's got it or he doesn't have it. This we don't find by any other place. So lo zichta Torah la'av ela misha'at netina. So when Rabbah answered Abayim, you see, now the whole thing is so mixed up because we didn't realize originally that the case of Ones u'Mefata is unique. So when Abaya asked Rabbah, what do you think the halacha would be, Aliyah the Rabbi Shimon, who's talking about it's being potter in the case of Knas, what would be the din if it was already paskin and bezdin in this time? Rabbah, without thinking that there's an afkamina between this particular Knas or any other Knas, he remembers that he was told, after Amada, but then it hasn't been a moment. So he says right away, it's definitely moment, because it's already bezdin paskin, definitely moment. So then Abaya puts him now in the corner by showing him, so how do you understand the psak of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon brings the posik of the Kichesh Ba'amito to tell me that you're not chayav of the Korban Shua. Ooh, says Rabbi, that's a problem. Well, I guess it's Maman, not in terms of a Korban Shua. Korban Shua, it's true, Rabbi Shimon has a special posik, the Kichesh Ba'amito, Pikadon. It must be it's Maman Larisha Labanov. Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon says, Beferish is not Larisha Labanov. 22 years later, we discover the case that is Lo Rishon LeBanav is only in the case of Ones u'Mefata, and over there the reason it's not considered Mammon is because of a special pasuk. It doesn't apply to any other Knas. And therefore, the whole thing that Rava answered to Lechatchila was exceedingly misleading. Because it's true that the person who asked him the question wasn't aware that there was a difference between Ones u'Mefata. So Rava therefore took the question as a general question. What is the din of a Knas after Amar Abedin and Pesach Bezdin? The general halacha, the response is correct to say that that's mammon. Then after he realized, but wait a minute, this is no way that this can work out, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, because on the one hand you have the kichesh, so it can't be legabe karban shua. On the other hand, he says that there's no right for the father to be marish labanav, so it can't be larish labanav, so what the heck is it a knas for? So then, now we understand the truth is all along, what Rabbi really should, now he's dead, but had he known the answer, he should have said to Abayin, now hold on a second. Are you asking specifically in the case of Ones u'Mefata? Because that was the case that was brought up by Rabbi Shimon? Or do you think that Ones u'Mefata is just a model for all cases of Knas? So then if Abaya would say, well, does it matter? Then Rabbi should, yes, it matters very much. If you're talking about this specific case, then Aliva to Rabbi Shimon, specifically, which now explains why we didn't want to raise the question Aliva to Rabbanan, which was Tesh's original question, why not just ask at Aliva to Rabbanan when he was Tovea Knas and not the Tsar, and not the Bosha Subgam, right? That was Tosfos' question. Okay, now it's good. All Sugya really is built around the uniqueness of the problem of Knas by Mefata. So it works out that he asked it that way. The question is, why did Abaya think he asked it that way? What was Abaya focusing? However, if Abaya was smart up front, he would have pushed Rabbah into that case in order for him to ask Rabbah from the mission of Rabbi Shimon, where Rabbi Shimon says it's not considered to be Mammon or Rishon LeBonos. It's very possible he had that in Ma'ala Chatzila. Let me ask you something. According to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi answers, yeah, no problem, Mammon. Really now? So what about for Kichesh? Well, let's go, really? So what about the Mishnah? So he really gets Rabbi now very badly. So he pushed him into that corner. So he set it all up, right? Okay, but in reality, now Rabbi could easily have handled the question. What he should have said was, look, Legabe Shvus, Shvuos Apikodein, it's not considered to be Mammon. Legabe Larisha Labanav, it depends. If you're talking about Ones u'Mefata, that's a unique case because of the Tam Lavianara. If you're talking about other Knasos, then Enochinami. Other Knasos are considered to be Mammon, Larisha Labanav. That's what he should have said. So Vechika Omar Rabba, Mamona Havi, Larisha Labanav, that's talking about Bishar Knasos. So basically, Rabba himself is gradually figuring out what it was that he was taught. Now we have a clear sense of what happened. So think about why you're saying it's only legabe Ones u'Mefata. How about by the kibbutz? What is the case of Eved? The case of Eved, it also says kesef shloshim shkalim yitain la'adonav. It uses the same word yitain. Does that mean the same thing? So you can say achinami lo zifta torah la'adon elam ishat nitinai. Say the same thing. It's a 30 shekels only from the moment that you actually pay it up. No, yitain lechud and natan lechud. It's not the same thing. V'natan is a reference to what already happened. In that sense. That's why it's put that way. Yitain, that's a chiyav. Fine, a chiyav to pay. But we're saying, v'natan l'vi'anara. Actually, the Rajba says that the point isn't the difference between the language of Yitain and Natan. The point is the context of the pasuk. In the case of Natan Lavianara, it says Vinimsa'u, which is mashma, that they already were in court. So Adim came, testified. Otherwise, what's the meaning of Vinimsa'u? So the context of the pasuk is that it's referring to, even though Bezer was already with Chayavim Vinatan Lavianara. Mashenkin over here is just saying there's a Chayav of Knas, Yitain. That's a very, very different way of understanding the Gemara. But in any event, I have a problem. My problem is, why did you say, Rabbi Shimon says, you might think, and I would agree that that's Rabbi Shimon, you might think that you would be potter on Eines Umafata, I mean, you would be Chayav Shvus HaBikodin on Eines Umafata, and on Shleshim Shal Evet, and on Evet that said Simeita Tainai, or Ipaltet Shinai, right? Talmud Lomar, how do we know that that's not the case? V'kichesh Ba'amito. Hey, even if it wouldn't have said anything about V'kichesh Ba'amito, it still wouldn't have been something that you would have been chayav on. Because the Torah, you just told me, that it only becomes the father's after the Netinah. So that means that in the interim state, it still is considered to be in the realm of Knas. So then what does it have to do with V'kichesh? Why don't you say, Talmud Lomar, V'kichesh? If you're telling me that the case of Onis of Afat is different than any other Knas, and even if it's Eimed B'din, it didn't become Mamayim, so then what does it have to do with Talmud Lomar V'kichesh? That's not the point. It has nothing to do with V'kichesh. That's for the other Knasses, right? But this is not a Knas. This is not Mamayim. This remains a Knas until such time as it's actually paid up. And therefore, you don't have to come on to V'kichesh. This is very misleading. According to Rabbah, we have two completely different limudim. When it comes to Anisuma Fata, it isn't Mammon. Therefore, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that even when it becomes Mammon, it's not the right kind of Mammon because it doesn't come from a mocker of Mammon. I don't understand. So what should it have said the way you're explaining it now? Talmud Lomar V'natan Miboyle. You want to bring a raya about Anisuma Fata, that even though you make a Shvuah Sapikodai, that you do not have to bring a carbon Shvuah, the Makar isn't V'kichesh. The Kichesh is only there to tell me that even when it's Maman, if it came from a Chiyav HaKnas, I don't make a Korban Shua. There's a Kasuf! Sorry for keeping beating you.
I have to not sit in the seat.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm used to beating up on Richie. You're a good guy. No, Mendel doesn't need it. But when I see the change, you know. But in this case, the reason that you're not making a shua is because we're talking about knas, and therefore you never make a shua on knas because you wouldn't have to pay it anyway. So how do you explain that? Says Abai, you should have said, Rabbi Shimon should have said, Talmud Lomar V'natan. Omar Rava, so Rava says a way out of that. Because you could have a case where even by Ones Umefata, you do need the V'natan, the V'kichesh. For instance, let's say that she was Eimed Bedin, and she went ahead now and became a Bogeret, before collection, right? So now, she dies. When she dies, the father inherits the right to that money. So even though it was paid to her as a Bogeret, and it was paskin for her, when it gets to the father, it has nothing to do with the Natan Lavianara. Remember, there's two cases in the Mishnah. One was Bagra, and one was the Beit Ha'av, right? So in this case, she dies after Bagra. Now the father is coming now for this money. So Kiko Yorit Avia Minadi Doka Yoris. Now that he's timing, he takes this guy to court and says, look, they already passed him that you owe my deceased daughter, and I'm her heir, and I want you to pay up. Now, in this case already, what would be the reason that you wouldn't pay the korban shua, the chomesh? Why is it that you wouldn't bring a korban? It's not because of this new halacha of v'natan, because over here it's nothing to do with v'natan. We're talking about a yerusha. Therefore, he has to bring the talmud omar v'kichesh. That would be the case. So over here, it didn't get into his hands mikayach haknas. It got into his hands mikayach hayerusha, right? And there for sure it's mamon. In this case, if the guy would have been maida, so of course he would have had to pay. So now, even though that's true, now there's the v'kichesh that tells me, but in the core of this mamon is basically a knas, and on that it's not similar to pikkudin and to mitzia and to ashak chaverov and so on, or gezel. It's different, and therefore you would be potter. But until now, because in this case now we're talking about mamon, until now it didn't bother us that we were calling it a knas. Because until now we also have the additional question, at least according to Tosfos, If he had been made of the Knas, he would have been potter. Remember the first Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos that I mentioned to you in the beginning. According to Rashi, we always assume that made of the Knas, he would be chayev in this case, because it was already on that bedin. And that wasn't the issue. The issue all along was, does it make a difference for Korban Shvuah that its mocker was a Knas? And indeed, the Gemara says, yes, it does, because of the Vikichesh. That's Xeris HaKosov. Abaya taken into consideration originally. According to Tosfos, originally we knew nothing about that. Either something is a Knas or it isn't a Knas. And how does it affect the Shvuah? It affects the Shvuah, because if Beit HaKnas would be Potter, so then the Shvuah didn't save you any money. All you had to do was admit, yes, you're right. So what do you want to do about it? I admit it, so now I don't owe you any money. There was no point in the Shvuah. But in this case already, we can no longer say that. In this case, of course he would be chayav if he's made it. There's no tzad in the world to say that the guy who would be made it to the father was already yerush, and is a fee of a bummer that had been given to his daughter, when obviously he would be chayav in this case. So therefore, we need to come out to the Vekichesh. That one must be the case. So, Iachi, so wait a minute. Going back now, you're telling me that this is a special case. So if that's the case, we're talking about Ba'amah Bedin, and it already became Mome. So why does it say Yotsu Elu Shein Knas? That was the language of the Mishnah. Afka, the last line on the page. What did Rabbi Shimon say? Ma'elu Miuchadim Shein Mamon, Afka Shein Mamon. Yotsu Elu Shein Knas. And now you're saying that the case is, we've all agreed that the case is that it was Amar B'din. So, that it isn't a Knas. So why are you saying Yotzer Knas? Not because it's a Knas. It's a Momen. Momenu. Omer of Nachum by Yitzchak. Yotzer Elu She'ikaron Knas. I don't mean that it's a Knas. It's true it's Momen. And it's true, Rabbi is saying, I'm telling you it's a Momen. You're right. But then why does it say it's a Knas? Surely that's a little bit of a problem. If it's Mammon, it's not a Knas. So to make it fit into the language of Rabba, what it means is since the Mekor of the Chiyav is a Knas, but it itself is definitely Mammon, is saying Rabba. Okay, Esve, what are you going to do with this? Rabbi Shimon Poter, She'eno Mishalim Knas Alpi Atzmo. The whole thing started that with the way that Rabbi Shimon put it to the Rabbana in the middle of Amud Aleph, right? We were talking about pitita anasta, pitita et biti. And it says that the guy says, I swear it's not true. And afterwards he comes back and he's made his chayah. Says Rabbi Shimon, no, you're not mishalim knas al piyatzma. So what do you mean you're not mishalim knas al piyatzma? That's not the point. Because even if it would be after Amar Abedin, and it wasn't al piyatzma, he still wouldn't have been chayah of a carbon shvua. So why is Rabbi Shimon saying something that's irrelevant? We just said that I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Viki Chesh Ba'amito tells us that even after Amar Abedin, there's no din of Korban Shvuah on Knas, because it's not similar to Gezel, Metziah, Pikada, and Oshak, and so on, which are all Mammon issues. So then why does Rabbi Shimon say, well, after all, the Shvuah didn't help you, because made of a Knas, but even if it would have, it doesn't matter. Because it would have been a Mammon that was based on Knas, and we just found the other Mishnah, in which Rabbi Shimon says Mammon that's based on Knas doesn't make Korban Shvuah. So why did he say something irrelevant? No, Rabbi Shimon, that wasn't Rabbi Shimon Sfara. That was Rabbi Shimon L'divrei D'rabbanan Ka'amarlo. What he's saying is like this. Look, as far as I'm concerned, a guy who swears that he doesn't owe money, that Bezdin Paskin that he owed because of the fact that he had seduced your daughter and owed Hanishim Shekel, he also wouldn't have brought a shvur. You don't agree with my diak in the bus, right? You don't agree with the Vicky Chesh Ba'amito that it's all a list of moments. Fine. Let's talk about it from your point of view, gentlemen. What are you talking about that a guy would bring a carbon shvua on something which had he been made, he would have had to pay? Forget about the Kichesh Bamito over here. It's talking about before he was Ibn. So how do you explain it? At least admit that Echad Alom Abedin, in that case, Kikatova, Knas Akatova. At that point, what I'm asking the guy to pay up is a Knas, and the din would be made of a Knas is putter, in which case he wasn't to pay anything that the shvua could have denied. To which the Rabbanan responded very reasonably. Rabbanan Savri ki katava boshes ubegam katava. What do you mean? Okay, you're right about the Knas. So, but it's one shvua. The guy says, I never seduced your daughter. It's one shvua, which includes mamonis. Why does he not have to bring the carbon shvua? That's the machlokes. You're right about the Knas. Did we ever argue about the Knas? The ki katava boshes ubegam katava. The Micah Mifli, what is this machlokes? Omre papa Rabbi Shimon Samar. Lo shavak inish mide de kitz, v'tava mide de lo kitz. A person who knows that there's a specific amount that is owed, The first thing that he does is he sues, give me my 50 shekel. Afterwards, we'll worry about the other, dragging the expert testimony into the courts and so on. I'm not interested in that component right now. That could take years. I want the no-fault component. There it's 50 shekels straight out. Where's my 50 shekel? So therefore, why would he be talking about what he's saying? He's talking about the knas. On the contrary, if he's going to ask the guy for money, and the guy's going to admit that he owes the money, he'll be potter. Now why the heck would I start up with him about something that he could get out of by being made of the knas? Instead, my main focus is to get the money that I can definitely get from him if I could prove him guilty or if he's made it. So therefore, in this case, does that make sense? So this is a completely separate machlokas according to this. Right? So it turns out we have many levels here of the machlokas. Because Rabbi Shimon has a lot of kedushin. Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah is saying that there's something unique about an oines or mefata in which he cannot be meirish to his children prior to collection, even after we had a court psak that he owes the money. And then he dies, that's considered to be meirish now the schutz instead of the money. That's unique to oines or mefata. That's a machlokas, one machlokas for Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi. This later thing that we had, that's a completely different thing. Of course, it's nothing to do with that. And that is a question of what the halacha is in where the person is being toveya with his multiple components. What is his main focus on the tviya? And therefore, that will determine whether this was a carbon shvua tviya because it was being basically bashed to the kamish moment, or whether it's a non-carbon shvua because it was a knaf. Then we have another machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, in a case where he was eimed b'din, which according to the Rabbanan flips everything over into moment and there's nothing more to discuss. No different than any other moment. Comes along Rabbi Shimon and says, no, even if it was Amad Bedin on other Knossos, besides Boshes Ubgam, or even in the case of Boshes Ubgam, where the father was Yerish the Swiss from his dead daughter, and over there it's definitely not Knoss, it's money. Nonetheless, the fact that the Makor of the Chiev is in Knoss, that itself is a Petur for Korban Shua, which also the Rabbanan argued on, that we saw from the Reish, was the Rabbanan, save his only Ali with Rabbi Shimon. So we have three completely separate issues over here. One that's based on the Pasuk of the Kichesh, one that's based on the Pasuk of the Natan, and one that is based on the analysis of the psychology of a Tviya and Din. And all of them are intermeshed in the course of the Daf. So of course, initially, it's very, very confusing, isn't it? We seem to be saying contradictory things all the time. In the end, Lamaisa, we see that there's different issues. Each one has to be dealt with in context to determine whether Ali B'de Rabbanan or Ali B'de Rabbi Shimon, we're dealing with Knas, we're dealing with Maman, Legabe, the separate issues of Meida B'Knas Potter, or are you Potter in a Karman Shvua, or is it considered to be Maman La Rishon Lebanan? Within that context, we also have a Machlokas Rashi and Tesis as to whether it is correct to be Mavdil between Meida B'Knas Potter and the original understanding that you're Potter on the Karban Shvua, or whether that's all one issue. Okay? Very nice.